بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the sincerity in doing every good deed. That is why it is good for everyone who is attending this circle of knowledge to have the proper intention that he is attending this circle of knowledge for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking his reward. Insha'Allah, tonight, brothers and sisters, we will be talking a bit about our dear Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is the son of Mary, Maryam alayha salam. Allah Ta'ala mentioned Prophet Isa alayhi salam in the Holy Quran in 13 surahs. There are 13 surahs which the name of Prophet Isa mentioned in it. And specifically, his name alayhi salam was mentioned in 33 ayahs. So in 13 chapters, surahs of the Quran, and 33 ayahs of the Holy Quran. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is the son of Maryam alayhi salam, who was the son of Imran. Maryam's father was Imran, and her mother was Hinna. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is the last prophet of the descendants of Israel alayhi salam, who is Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, and of course is the second last prophet. Between Prophet Isa alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam is about 600 years. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Anbiya ikhwatun li'allat, dinuhum wahid وأمهاتهم شتى وأنا أولى الناس بعيسى بن مريم ليس بيني وبينه نبي. The meaning of the hadith, الأنبياء إخوة لعلات. الأنبياء are from the same father. إخوة لعلات. دينهم واحد. Their religion is one, which is Islam. وأمهاتهم. This is regarding the شرائع which Allah Ta'ala revealed to them. وَأُمَّهَاتُهُمْ meaning شَرَائِعُهُمْ the rules. وَأُمَّهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى differed. وَأَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. The Prophet is talking about that he is most deserving of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. لَيْسَ بَيْنِي. The Prophet is talking about that there is no other prophet between Isa and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Isa alayhi salam from a mother without a father. So he has a mother and he has no father. Allah Ta'ala created him from a mother only. We know that Allah Ta'ala created Prophet Adam alayhi salam from no father or mother, and created Prophet Muhammad from a father and a mother. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam khalaqahu min turab thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. The creation of Isa alayhi salam is similar to the creation of Adam alayhi salam, meaning Allah Ta'ala created both. He created Adam alayhi salam and created Isa alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam is one of the descendants of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, David. She was a Siddiqah, she was virgin, and she was raised in a house that is full of piety. Allah Ta'ala praised her in the Holy Quran in number of ayahs in the Holy Quran. One of that is يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالمين. عمران, the father of Maryam عليه السلام, was a pious man, and he was one of the scholars of Bani Israel, the descendants of Israel عليه السلام. His wife Hinna was infertile at first, and she was also a pious worshipper. Prophet Zakaria عليه السلام was related to Maryam. He was the husband of her auntie. Prophet Zakaria عليه السلام was the husband of her auntie, the auntie of Maryam عليه السلام. And this is the saying of the majority of scholars. Hinna made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if Allah ta'ala bestowed upon her a child, she is going to make him a servant serving one of the holy mosques, which is called Bayt al-Maqdis. Allah ta'ala answered the dua supplication of Hinna, and he bestowed upon her a child, but she gave birth to a girl instead of a boy. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنثَى. She was expecting a boy, but contrary to her wish, Allah Ta'ala gave her a daughter, who was Maryam عليها السلام. Lady Maryam عليها السلام was raised to be a pious girl. She used to fulfill all the obligations and to avoid all the prohibitions. And she used to live next by Bayt al-Maqdis. Allah Ta'ala described her in number of ayahs, and the angels used to come to visit her عليها السلام. The angels once came to her and delivered to her the glad tidings that she is going to conceive, and she is going to give birth to a child who is going to be one of the prophets. Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. It has been related through Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Nasa'i, Ahmad, through the root of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best woman is Maryam, the daughter of Imran, and the best woman also is Khadija, the daughter of Khuwaylid, who was one of the wives and the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad and others related that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, the best women are four: Maryam ibnatu Imran, wa Asiya bintu Muzahim, who was the wife of Fir'aun, who claimed godhood wa liyaza billah, and Khadija bintu Khuwaylid, the first wife of the Prophet, and Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima, who was the youngest daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also one of the best women is Lady Aisha, the youngest wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the story of Maryam alayha salam in the Quran, and her pregnancy with Isa alayhi salam. We are mentioning this story not because we know when is the birthday of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. It is unknown to us. However, we do believe as Muslims that the birthday of Isa alayhi salam is a blessed day, but it is unknown to us. When was it? Allahu alam. Was it at winter time, at summer time? It hasn't been confirmed. We mentioned earlier that Lady Maryam alayha salam used to worship Allah Ta'ala in the mosque, and she used to take care of the mosque also. She was the caretaker of the mosque. And she used to get out of the mosque when she is in her menstruation cycle. Or she used to get out of the mosque whenever she is in need of that. Once she exited the mihrab, which is a place made to worship Allah Ta'ala. So she exited the mihrab. It does not mean this niche which is in direction of the Qibla. The mihrab, which was mentioned in the Holy Quran, was referring to a place which was made to worship Allah therein. This is called al-mihrab. So once she exited the mihrab and she headed to the eastern side of Bayt al-Maqdis, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered his angel Jibreel alayhi salam, who came to her in the shape of a human being. We all know that Allah Ta'ala gave the angels the ability to take the shape of a human being. However, they do not take the shape of a woman. They may take the shape of a man or a bird, for instance, but they do not take the shape of a woman or a snake or a scorpion or pig, for instance. They might take the shape of a bird or a man, for instance, but however without the genital organ. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam appeared in the shape of a man with white skin, and he was ordered from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to approach Maryam alayhi salam and to give her the glad tidings that she is going to conceive one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he appeared before her. When she saw him, she became frightened. And she said to him, Inni a'udhu birrahmani mink in kunta taqiyya, which means, if you are pious, do not harm me. Do not approach me with any harm. She thought that he was a human being. She did not think that he was an angel who took the shape of a human being. She thought that he is a human being and he might harm her. That is why she said, Inni a'udhu birrahmani mink in kunta taqiyya. She started distancing herself away from him, retrieving. Jibreel alayhi salam comforted her by saying, do not panic, for Allah Ta'ala had sent me to you to give you the glad tidings that you are going to conceive one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was surprised by the saying of Jibreel alayhi salam, and she said to him, how could I conceive where I am not married and I did not fornicate? How could I conceive? Jibreel alayhi salam comforted her by saying, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنَ وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقُضِيًّا. He told her that if Allah Ta'ala willed for a matter to happen, it will take place by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, who created Adam from no father or mother, has the power to create a human being from a mother without a father. Then Jibreel alayhi salam blew the soul of Isa alayhi salam through the opening of the shirt which Maryam used to wear, and she became pregnant by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been reported that Maryam at that time was about 13 years old only when she conceived with Isa alayhi salam. And some ulama also had different opinions regarding the period of pregnancy, for how long she was pregnant for. Some of the scholars of Islam said 9 hours, some said 8 months, and some said 9 months as usual. So there are different opinions regarding the period of pregnancy. 9 months, 8 or 9 hours. So there are 3 different opinions. When she conceived with Isa alayhi salam and the signs of pregnancy became apparent, the first who saw that was Zakaria alayhi salam, the prophet. And some others said it wasn't Zakaria alayhi salam, it was Yusuf, the son of Yaqub the carpenter, who was one of her cousins. So there are once again 2 different opinions. Yusuf, the son of Yaqub the carpenter, was one of the cousins of Maryam alayha salam, and he was one of the pious people as well, and he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Maryam sometimes. When he saw the signs of pregnancy became apparent, he was also asking himself, he was wondering, how could Maryam conceive while she is not a fornicator and she is not married? So without accusing her with adultery and fornication, he approached her with a kind approach, And he started asking her, would you believe that the plants might grow without seeds? Because normally the plant or the tree start with a small seed. When you implant the seed, and the seed grows up to turn into a plant or a tree. So he approached her with that, and he was hinting, how could you conceive while you are not married and you are not a fornicator? I know you that you are a pious girl and you are not a fornicator. How could you conceive without a male? And then he also asked her, before that she said to him, yes, it might happen the same way when Allah Ta'ala created plants and trees without seeds. Then he approached her with another question. He said, would a girl conceive without a male? Then she said to him, Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam from no father or mother. So she gave him the answers to his questions and queries. Then she said to him, the angels gave me the glad tidings that I am going to conceive with one of the prophets of Allah, who is Isa, the son of Maryam, and he is going to have a good reputation in this dunya and also in the akhirah. And he will address people when he is at early age, this age which normally the children do not speak, couple of days for instance. Unfortunately, some people accused her that she fornicated with Yusuf, the son of Yaqub the carpenter, who used to worship Allah Ta'ala with her in the mosque. Others accused her that she fornicated with the Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam. She became, Maryam alayhi salam, distressed, and she became upset of that accusation, to the extent that she decided to distance herself away from people, to go away from them, so that when she gives birth, no one is going to accuse her anymore. So she distanced herself away from her people, so that when she delivers the baby, no one is going to accuse her anymore. When she was in labor, Lady Maryam alayha salam went to a dead palm tree with no fruits, completely dead. At that minute, she gave birth to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Because of the pains and pangs of birth, she hugged the tree and she delivered her baby, Isa alayhi salam. Jibril alayhi salam comforting her. He called her and told her that Allah Ta'ala made for her a small river which she might drink from. As well as he asked her to shake the dead palm tree trunk. Palm tree which has no fruits in it. He asked her to shake this palm tree. And she did. By the will of Allah, moist dates fell from the dead palm tree. There were no fruits at all. The minute she shook the tree, moist dates came down. And she ate from it and was nourished. She drank from the water which Allah Ta'ala had provided her with, and she also ate from the moist dates which fell down from the dead palm tree by the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Jibril alayhi salam told her that if she was approached by any of the human beings, not to talk to him and to say to him, إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم إنسيا. That she made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that she is not going to talk to any human being. And at that time, it was permissible for a person to make a vow to abstain from talking to the people. Then later on, Lady Maryam alayha salam, when her baby became 40 days old, she grabbed him and went back home to her city. The minute they saw her hugging a small baby, 40 days old baby, they restarted accusing her with adultery and fornication, claiming that she fornicated with Zakariya alayhi salam, and some others said with Yusuf, the son of Yaqub the carpenter. When they started accusing her and accusing her and accusing her, she pointed at him, at Isa alayhi salam. Do you want us to talk to him? Do you want us to talk to this baby? You are not talking to us, and you are pointing to your son, asking us to address him and to talk to him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made Isa speak by the will of Allah. And he is one of the five people that they spoke when they were babies at early age, at an age which normally the child do not speak. By the will of Allah, he spoke and said, Inni Abdullah. So the first word Isa alayhi salam uttered was, I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not say to them, I am God or son of God. He said, I am a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inni abdullah ataniya al-kitaba waj'alani nabiyya. Which means Allah ta'ala will reveal a heavenly book to me, which was the Injil, the Holy Injil. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, and he is going to make me a prophet. This is the meaning of what Isa alayhi salam said. آتَانِي الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ. And Allah Ta'ala will make me blessed wherever I go. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the rules to me in the Injil that it is an obligation to pray and also to fast and to pay zakat. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. Peace be upon me when I was born, and the day I'm going to die, and the day I'm going to be resurrected. وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. This is what Isa alayhi salam said when he was 40 days old only. Then later on, when Isa alayhi salam uttered this statement, he returned back to normal as all the children. Yani he did not speak until he turns to that age which normally children speak. It was a mu'jiza for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to speak at that early age, 40 days old only. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, later on, he was raised by his mother Maryam alayha salam. And she went with him to Egypt, which she admitted him to the school in order to learn. The belief of Muslims is that Isa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has no father or son. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Allah Ta'ala is unlike any of his creations, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, which means there is nothing like Allah Ta'ala in any means. So Prophet Isa alayhi salam is a prophet. Allah Ta'ala supported him with miracles, mu'jizat. The same, likewise, Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon his brothers, the prophets, the other prophets of Allah. Prophet Nuh, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Ismail, Prophet Musa, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Sulaiman, Prophet Dawood. All of them, Allah Ta'ala supported them with miracles, mu'jizat. And also Prophet Isa is like his brothers, the other prophets, whom Allah Ta'ala supported with mu'jizat, miracles. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. Whoever testifies that Allah Ta'ala is the only God in his dominion without a partner to him, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, also testified that Muhammad is the slave of Allah and his messenger. وَأَنَّ عِيسَى عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, and that Isa, the son of Maryam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمُ, which means the glad tidings that the angels delivered to Maryam alayha salam, that she is going to conceive with one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ, meaning the ruh, the soul of Isa alayhi salam, is a blessed one. وَالْجَنَّةَ حَقٌّ وَالنَّارَ حَقٌّ, and also he should believe in the existence of paradise. وَالنَّارَ حَقٌّ, also hell is real and existing. أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. So it is a good news from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that whoever says this word every morning, every evening, and died as such, died while believing in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him high ranks in the Akhirah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to increase our knowledge, to end our life with Islam, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.